Looking to the Word of God today, we want God's blessing upon His Word, and I want to take a section of Scripture out of Jeremiah, and in the second chapter of Jeremiah, it said in verse 13, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me as the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." Here was an understanding in the days of Jeremiah. There was a day that, you know, they call him, I think, the weeping prophet. And we understand why, because it was a spirit of complacency had come over the children of God, the people of God. And what do we see in America today? I seen something on the news that just really was appalling in an understanding. I seen on the news that was saying what a survey and the votes, should they allow the courts to hear a case on the saying of the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag was supposed to be maybe wrong, or could they get it voted out? I want to tell you something. We need to load a lot of people up in America. We need to load some of them and take them to Siberia or somewhere. They don't deserve the freedom we have in this country. Amen. I'm telling you something. When you say, amen, you don't want God's name mentioned. Amen. I'm telling you, you're sick, my friend. Amen. Because God created this earth and all that's within it. Amen. All the cattle, all the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, everything within this earth is created and owned by God Almighty. And man has the gall to say we don't want to be intimidated by hearing a pledge to a flag or saying "In God We Trust" or something like that. Our forefathers would turn over in their graves, amen, if they realized what America has come to. I'm telling you, amen, I'm behind our president, but our president needs to hear a message. He needs to hear that his army, amen, behind him might be like those that went when they went to Ai. Amen. See, amen, the Bible tells me that they was sin amongst the camp, amen. And when they went to, amen, to battle, amen, they was literally slaughtered, amen, because they had sin in the camp, amen. I'm telling you, America better quit her boasting till she gets back down to some of the old landmarks and some of the old standards, and she gets down on her knees and repents and seeks the face of God. If there's ever been a day in this country, amen, that reminds me of the day of Jeremiah's day, amen, we've got, amen, people in America that has definitely, amen, they have definitely forsaken God as the fountain of living waters, amen, amen. He'll give a waters, amen, that'll bubble up inside of you, amen, and they'll flow out of rivers of life, amen. This is that eternal life. This is that which, amen, Jesus said, if you ask to me, I'll give you waters. He said, you can drink of these waters that come from Jacob's well, and these waters, they will not satisfy the thirst, amen, only quench for a few minutes the thirst of the mouth, but they will not satisfy that longing is down in the flesh of man. Nothing can satisfy that but the Spirit and the anointing of God. And Jesus said, I'll give unto you waters, and these are spiritual waters. These are waters that'll bubble up in you. Amen. I'm telling you, when you got a longing in your soul and nothing won't satisfy it, go to God. Amen. I'm telling you, when you're troubled in your soul and in your spirit, amen, and in your flesh, go to God, amen, because God has the answer, amen. Somebody shout glory. I don't know about you, but I'm about to get happy around here this morning to know that God is a supreme God, amen. And I got a message I want to preach today, amen, that somebody might, amen, receive it, amen, and receive victory, amen. But these two evils they had committed, amen, they forsaken him as the, amen, the fountain of living waters. See, the things of this world will only satisfy for a season, amen? But the things of God will satisfy for eternity, amen? Riches, if riches would do it, Elvis Presley would have died happy. But he died a man, amen, that was sad and brokenhearted because his money could not buy him happiness, peace, and that tranquility of peace within inside, amen? He had been a man that had, amen, raised, amen, around the churches, and he had sang and played the guitar as a young man for the glory of God, and he departed from that and went to rock and roll, amen, sold his soul to the devil, amen, and died, amen, a young man, but died a miserable man, amen, because he didn't have the peace of God, amen. I'm telling you, amen, when you've got problems, reach out to God. When you've got a battle going in your life, reach out to God. I'm telling you this morning, God has the answer. God is able, amen, to work and move in your life. Jesus is alive and well, high and lifted up and on his throne. I tell you, the songwriter penned the word when he said, my God, he's not dead. He's still alive because I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. I'm telling you, no wonder a lot of people go to these dead churches. They're more dead than the morgue, amen. And they go to these dead ritual churches and they can't feel God, and they come away and said, God is no longer able to be felt. Well, you can't feel him, amen, where he's not praised. But I tell you something, the Bible said, if any two shall come together in my name, not in the name of a potluck supper, not a name of a Krispy Kreme donut sale, not in the name of a potluck pie sale, not in the name of every hullabaloo that's going on in the church today, amen, but in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of God, if they'll come together in his name, amen. Amen. I tell you one thing, glory to God, he'll be in the midst. He'll come and move. He'll come and bless. He'll come and touch. He'll come and supply and meet the needs. I tell you, I long for that touch of God. I long to feel God come in the house. A brother said one time, stood up in one of my services, and he said, Brother Gold, I believe you're addicted to the Spirit of God. I said, amen, brother, preach on. I'm addicted to feeling God. I'm addicted to his glory. Glory and his blessings, for that's the only thing that's going to carry you through. Amen. Come on, I got something to preach here today. Amen. I'm telling you, he's alive. Amen. But what man has done, man has depended upon everything else. Man has run here to and fro. Amen. Jackie, God gave her a song just a few months back. Amen. Amen. And it says that Jesus has the answer. Amen. Folks run everywhere, every direction, but I'm going to tell you, the only place the answer is in God. Amen. When you take it to God and God, I need help. I need you to supply my needs. I need you to touch me. I need you to heal me. I need you to bless me. First of all, we need, Lord, I need you to save me. Amen. Because this thing, amen, I'm going to tell you something. This is an elite club. Amen. The only body can be in this club is those that's been washed by the blood of Jesus. Jesus Christ, that's been translated out of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. I'm telling you, my friend, amen, this is the elite, according to the Word of God, this is the elect, amen. Some people think if they join the country club, or they join this club, or they join that club, they're in the elect club or the elite club, but I beg your pardon, amen. The only club, amen, the only thing you can join that puts you with the elect is join the family of God. Amen. And you can't shake the preacher's hand. You can't sign a membership card. And you can't take a membership class to get in. You got to come through the blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. You got to come. The Bible said that we're translated out of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. The only way you can get in this family is be born in it. Amen. For that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Amen. I was born October, amen, the 11th, 1947. I was born into this physical world. But on, amen, May the 14th, 1959, I was born into the family, into the kingdom of God. I've become a brand new man, a brand new creation. He's kept me through the storms. He's kept me through the battle. When the trials come on every hand and when the storm raves, he's been my God. He's been my shield. He's been my high tower. He's been everything that I've needed. Amen. He's a butler in my storm. Amen. I tell you, he's the calm and the peace in the midst of the wild. I'm telling you, he's God Almighty, Jehovah, and none other, from everlasting to everlasting. He praise God. Somebody shout glory. Amen. I'm telling you, my friend, you can't get it in an old, dead, dry church. You can't get it in an old, starched out religion. And some old preacher that's more concerned about his golf swing than he has preaching his message. You can't get it in a form and a fashion. You can't get it in a ritual. You got to go down to the altar prayer. I had somebody write me a letter the other day and said, Brother Gold, amen, we don't like, amen, we don't like that family that's been singing that song. Amen. They've got a song called The Walk. The Crab family's got a new song out called The Walk. And I played that thing and I rung somebody's doorbell. I got somebody's attention. Amen. But the song said I took a walk. I'm telling you, my friend, you got to get up out of your seat. You got to get up out of that pew and you got to take a walk. You got to go down to that old-fashioned altar and you got to bend your knees and bow your head and cry, Hosanna, Hosanna, have mercy on me. God Almighty, have mercy on me. I'm telling you, amen. The Crab said, we'll never forget. He sings that song and he said, we'll never forget that walk. We'll never forget it. I'm telling you, you need to take a walk, my friend. But those folks were saying, oh, we've had all of it we can stand. I'm telling you, amen. When people ain't living where they need to live, when people ain't doing what they're supposed to do, amen, they get under conviction. When the Word of God is preached, when it's saved, amen. When you sing a song that's got a message of salvation in it, I'm telling you, they get under conviction and they get, amen, they really get, amen, they get that all-time conviction on them. Yeah, I want you to know, my friend, there's no cure for it other than prayer. Amen. You can't go to the doctor and get a cure. Amen. You can't get the preacher or the pastor to pat you on the back and cure it. The only way you're going to get a cure from it is go down to the old-fashioned altar. Why, my friend, you're going to have to take a walk down to that old-fashioned altar. I'm telling you, we need to go back to the standards, amen. We need to go back, amen, to praying and seeking the face of God. We need to, amen, we need to tear out some of the fancy stuff in our churches. We need to rip out the padded pews, amen. If that's what's got people asleep, amen, we need to tear them out. And we need to build back the old-fashioned altars. We need men and women of God that'll preach this thing with conviction. Amen. That'll cry loud and spare not and tell men and women, without Jesus, they're hellbound. Without salvation, they're hellbound. Without the message of God applied to their life and the blood applied to their sins, they're hellbound. Amen. Well, glory to God. Amen. See, these folks, amen, they had departed from that understanding. And I believe that's what's wrong in America. Amen. I believe that's what's wrong with our churches. It's got to, listen, it's got to start back in the homes. Amen. This junk and filth that's on television anymore. Amen. You can turn the television on at prime time when kids are supposed to be able to watch it and you'll have people cussing, taking God's name in vain. Amen. I'm going to tell you, this past year they throwed the standards and the morals out. The broadcasting professions throwed it out. Amen. They allowing anything. Amen. They allowing perversion. Amen. You can turn through the channels and you can't hardly find a channel, amen, that don't have two queers up kissing herself. And if that hurts your ears, I'm sorry. But that's the truth. Amen. They took a good name. Amen. I got a friend of mine, his wife's name was Gay. He can't even call his wife's name in public because they took the word and used it for something dirty. I'm going to tell you, being a queer ain't something, amen, it ain't something pretty. Amen. And I'm offended by using the word gay. Amen. I believe in just calling it like it is. It's perversion. It's filth. Amen. It's filth. And let me tell you, church, I don't care if some of the biggest denominations in the world go ahead and okay it. Amen. The Word of God ain't never okayed it. Amen. Sin is sin and filth is filth. Amen. And you can't make it anything else. Amen. This is the example. Amen. Amen. The decline of some of the empires like the Roman Empire. The final, amen, study your history. Amen. The final decay of every empire has been sex perversion. Amen. The final, read the story, my friend. Read about Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Read what happened. Amen. Read what happened. They even come down there trying to, amen, trying to get to the angels because they thought it was men. Men burning with lust. Amen. Lust, one man after another. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it makes you sick. Amen. As the old saying goes, you want to throw up your toenails. Amen. I tell you, it makes you sick. Amen. And people say, well, it's all right. You know, we got to love them. Amen. We might love their souls, but the devil hates that perversion. I mean, the devil, amen, and all his filth, amen. God hates every bit of that old perversion that's from the devil. Amen. I mean, it's right out of hell. Amen. It's right out of the pit. Amen. And why do you think the devil tries to get people into that filth? Because he knows those commit those sins can never inherit the streets of gold or never inherit eternal life. Amen. Amen. It's sad, but it's what's going on in America. America needs to go. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Amen. I said it earlier in this broadcast. I'll say it again. I respect our president, but he better get some wisdom about him before he goes to, amen, tromping around, amen, strutting around, amen, with an attitude, we're going to whip the whole world. Amen. Because America's about to get whipped. Amen. Study the book. And I hear one of the renowned Bible teachers of America. Excuse me. One of the renowned Bible teachers of America, I hear him teach the other day. And he said the question's asked, why is not America mentioned in the end time prophecy? You ever thought because America will not exist in the end time prophecy? Amen. There's no scriptural proof in the Word of God that America will exist beyond Luke, the 21st chapter, until the days of the Gentiles be fulfilled. I'm going to tell you, my friend, America, amen, America, the door's going to shut on the Gentiles, and I have a feeling the door's going to shut, amen, on America. Amen. If we were going to be in the end time understanding, I believe the Bible would have mentioned it. Amen. And you don't have to take my word for it. Check with some of the renowned Bible teachers of America, and they'll tell you the same thing. There's no scriptural proof that America will exist past Luke, the 21st chapter. Amen. Luke, the 21st chapter said, until the days of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Amen. Jerusalem will be trodden down to that day, but it won't be trodden down no more. Amen. Thank God that we've got leaders that's wanting to protect Israel. That's one thing that give us the graces of God. Amen. Because you turn against Israel, God's going to turn against you. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Amen. I believe Israel right now can whip the world. Amen. Somebody said, well, we're protecting them from everybody else. We can get out of the way. Amen. She will never be trod down again. Amen. But God will put his wrath upon Israel. God will put his wrath upon the Jew. God is going to pour out every bit of wrath, amen, until he turns them. And the Bible said there's going to come a day when all Israel will be saved. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, amen. America, there's nowhere in the Word of God that America's in that picture. Amen. Why? Because I think America is fallen prey to exactly what they did in Jeremiah's day. Amen. They're committing those two evils. They're forsaking God as the living fountains. And they've created situations in America that they're supposedly to suffice for their water, for their drinking, for their satisfaction. Amen. You look when they release a movie, and they say, producers say, we have to put a little cussing in it and make it X-rated to sell it. Amen. When a perverted movie, X-rated, amen, R-rated, amen, movie, hits the theater screens and sells millions of dollars per weekend. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, ball players and wrestlers make more than the president makes as a salary. I'm telling you something. America, amen, America has cisterns that will not hold water. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I want to press on. Amen. Time gets out from under us before we bat our eye. The time's about gone. I want to press to a section of Scripture in 2 Samuel and in chapter 17. Amen. Right after David said in chapter 17, verse 29, is there not a cause when his brother said, David, you've come here for naughtiness, but he is only obeying Jesse, his daddy. He had brought them some victuals, some food. Amen. And he become disturbed by the giant and the words that the giant was saying. Amen. And in verse 37, David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear will deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine." Amen. And Saul, amen, said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." And Saul armed David with his armor. And he put on him a helmet of brass, amen, upon his head, and armor, amen, with a coat of mail. In other words, this was a steel layered coat, amen, where nothing could penetrate it. Amen. But listen, here's what David said in verse 39. And David girded his sword upon his armor and assayed. In other words, he stopped. He paused. Amen. To go. For he had not proven it. Amen. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with thee, for I have not proven them." And David put them off. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. My friend, amen, we need to go with that which has been proven. Amen. We need to understand, amen, and know, amen, that God, amen, and that of old, amen, that of the days of old, that anointing, amen. I read where, amen, Abijah, amen, when he was Jeroboam come against Judah, amen, and Jeroboam had been warned, amen, and he said, "Listen, you know, Israel at that time, you know, they had departed, amen. They had departed from really relying upon the Lord, amen. But Judah, amen, they were small, amen, at that time. And Abijah, amen, Abijah said, you know, you better take caution, because said, we have kept the understanding of the word of God. You know, we have kept, amen, and set aside the priests that they have just ministered to the Lord daily, amen. And I could preach a whole message there. Amen. You know, men and women of God, amen. There's a lot of the preachers out here that spend more time on the golf course than anywhere else, and they don't deserve to be paid. But let me tell you something. The men has got true and the women's got true anointings. Amen. People should support those that are anointing of God so they can minister to the Lord. We don't have to take our hands daily just to do the things, amen, that of work. Amen. But we should be free, amen, and we should have the finances freely come in to where we can just minister to the Lord, and we can just study the Word of God, and just let's stay before the Lord, amen. This is God's divine will, amen. This is God's divine will for the ministry, amen. And here, amen, Jeroboam was warned, and he said, you know, he said, here, Judah, they have done this, amen. We have set the priests aside to do what God has commanded them to do. And you better not mess with us. And the Bible said in that day, amen, Jeroboam's army was brought under subjection to Judah because Judah had relied upon the Lord. Amen. Let's go back to the Lord. Amen. Let's go back to the things of God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then we look in Daniel, amen, and quoting a section here in Daniel chapter 6, amen. And then the king commanded in verse 16, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Here's a man named Daniel that threw into the lions. But listen now, amen. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, "Thou God whom thou continually serve will deliver thee." You know the story, amen. The lions went hungry that day. They didn't have an appetite to eat Daniel. Why? Because the understanding that the king had said, "The God that thou continuously serve will deliver thee." No matter what comes in America, no matter what the battle is, no matter what the trial is, no matter what takes place, I want you to know something, my friend. Amen. If you, amen, will continuously serve God, God will keep you. Amen. You can go with that which has been proven. Amen. That which God has put his anointing on. Amen. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot nor tittle of his word will fail, and it all come to pass according to the word of God. Amen. I want you to know, my friend, amen, God will supply your need. Amen. God will be there for you in the storms. No matter what's happened, if America goes into war and America goes down, amen, and I'm not preaching doom, amen, I'm telling you the facts of the word of God, amen. America's D-Day's coming, amen. Amen. America, amen, is is coming down to the close, amen, of what's going to take place, amen. And if there ever been a time, we need to go back to the standards of God, go back to the altars of prayer and seek the face of God. Pray till heaven comes down. Pray till the anointing and the touch of God fills our churches once again. Clean out all the filth and all the perversion. Amen. Have a house cleaning. Amen. It needs to start at home. Amen. It needs to start at home. We need to get men and women. We need to get our families together and take them to the house of prayer. Amen. Take them to the altar of God. And if your church, amen, if the pastor can't get prayed through and get right with God, get rid of him, get you one that can. Amen. Amen. Because you need, amen, if there's ever been a time the church needs to be preaching the message, amen, it's today. Because America's in trouble. Amen. The world's in trouble. Amen. For they've forsaken God is the fountain of living waters. And they've hewed them out cisterns that cannot hold water. Amen. We need to go back to God. We need to be as Daniel. We need to continue to serve God. Even the king could see that God was in no, that Daniel was in no danger because God was there for him. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. The battle's not yours, but it's God's. Amen. Give the battle to God. Amen. What did he tell Jehoshaphat? In this battle, you won't need to fight. Amen. Just get you some singers. Amen. And believe in singing in the beauty of wholeness. Amen. And just start singing. Start singing. Amen. And watch the enemy ambush themselves. Amen. Watch the enemy fall by the wayside. God is a victorious God. God is here. Amen.